Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1876. Kalina walked into the small cottage. Pulling off the black hat that she had worn at the funeral, she sat down at the window and put her hands over her eyes. She had not cried at her mother's funeral, but now she was alone, she felt that she must burst into tears, even though she knew that her mother would have disapproved. "A lady does not cry in public," she had said to her daughter, not once but many times during the years that she was growing up. Her mother had been very particular that she must never do anything that was unladylike or vulgar. It was understandable, Kalina had always thought, considering the different world that her mother was living in now to the way it had been when she was a little girl of her own age. The funeral had been simple and straightforward, as Mrs. Hart was of no particular consequence. The parson had gabbled through the prayers, and the four bearers had just dropped the coffin into the grave and stood back for the blessing before it was covered over. There were a few villagers there besides Kalina, and she knew that they were thinking it was a blessing that the poor woman should not have gone on suffering as she had this last year. It was the death of Kalina's father in a far-off land that had made her mother no longer wish to live. It was as if she had deliberately given away part of her health every day, until finally, 3 days ago, Kalina had gone into her bedroom to cool her in the morning. She thought at first that she was asleep, and then she realized that her mother had passed away. Kalina gave a deep sigh and knelt down by the bed. "How could you leave me, Mama?" she wanted to scream out. "How could you just go away and leave me all alone?" But she then realized that she might have expected it, simply because her mother could not live without her father. The love they had for each other was so intense that for the moment she felt that ever since her father had died, he had been calling her mother from wherever he was now to urge her to come to him. It was strange, Kalina thought, that her mother had been so blissfully happy in an entirely different world to the one that she had been brought up in. "If I put it into a book," she had thought more than once, "no one would believe it." It was, in fact, a fascinating story, and Kalina often went over it in her mind at night. Just recently, she had felt as if it was being acted out in front of her, that she was watching her mother's life and her own on the stage. Lady Carol Wood was the only daughter of the 5th Earl of Hertswood, who was one of the more distinguished and respected members of the House of Lords. The Earl considered himself of great consequence, and was desperately disappointed that he did not have a son. He was therefore most determined that his daughter should make a brilliant marriage, and his son-in-law would compensate for him not having a son of his own. Lady Carol was an exceedingly pretty girl, and was growing more beautiful year by year. "When she comes out, she will be the belle of the season," her father was told by almost every one of his friends who met her. It made him even more determined than ever that Lady Carol would make an illustrious marriage. She was born on Christmas Day, and had delighted her parents, as they had been married for some time before they had a child. Her father was in the diplomatic world. After his appointments as the British ambassador in various countries, he had then settled down in London and became the Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs. He had not married until he was getting on for 40, and this was one of the reasons why he did not have a large family. As it was, 3 years passed before his wife gave him a daughter. Although he wanted a son, he was thrilled at the sight of her and christened her with the names of his most distinguished relatives who were to be her godparents. It was a surprise when, through the death of one of his distant relatives, he became the Earl of Hertswood. He was totally determined from that moment that there would be a long line of his family to follow him. Sadly, his wife was not as strong as he thought her to be, and after Carol's...